Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Intelligence is a really cool thing to increase. I would definitely go for that as an increase, you know.
So
really
I would increase intelligence and memory, definitely, because they're my big, like, I've got the, even my four-year-old, Owen started going, oh, yeah, Mum, that's okay, Mum, because you forget things, so don't worry.
Oh,
jeez. So she's recognised that I forget things.
But wait, now, you've just picked two things, okay? You're only allowed to increase one. You've got intelligence and memory. Which one do you want?
Well, if I was smarter, I would learn how to remember stuff. So I'm definitely increasing intelligence.
Okay,
I think knowledge is power.
Okay. Yeah. So intelligence is kind of where we've honed in on here, and it's a bit of a New Year's resolution. We're going to up that intelligence. So one way to do that is to increase your vocab, your vocabulary, and inject some new words and new meaning into your conversations. So we set this morning a bit of a challenge for you guys. Word of the day, and today's word, bumfuzzle.
That's right, and we have to use it as many times as we can within a 24-hour period.
Yeah, so we looked it up. It's a real legit word. It means to confuse, perplex, or fluster. Bum fuzzle. And got to say, you guys have done a great job since 10 past 6 this morning of injecting it into the show.
Well, I don't mind telling you, I'm bumfuzzled right now.
I walked into our kitchen and saw a scene that left me a little bit bumfuzzled.
I was bumfuzzled.
It's such a bumfuzzling experience.
And I will say, I mean, that's only a snippet because Jade has really, she's taken this to the next level. She has used bumfuzzle almost in everything she said this morning. You've probably overdone it on the bumfuzzling.
Maybe, but, you know, I'm going to keep going. So bumfuzzle's the word.
Yeah,
I'm going to use it as much as I can today.
It means confused, perplex, fluster. Illawarra, we set the challenge to you as well, and we'll give it to you guys today. Take it out into the world after 9 o'clock. If you're mingling at work or at home with the kids or with
Milko. Share bumfuzzle with the world.
Yeah. And report back to the show tomorrow on how it's gone. So there we go. We're going to up our vocab as a part of our intelligence boost for 2022.
I feel smarter already.
So do I. Bumfuzzle. It is really a word that does make you feel very articulate.
Yeah, it does. I'm thinking of bumfuzzled.
Don't know how it'd sit in Harvard, but anyway.
Yeah. The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Wasn't it the mother of all showers in the Illawarra on Saturday? It's such a bumfuzzling experience for so many people across the Illawarra. So I was driving, it was about 5:30. I was heading from Jamboree to Wollongong for book club, and I literally just drove into this torrential downpour. And you know when you have your windscreen wipers on the highest it can go and you still cannot see?
Yeah.
And you're just like, it went from 100 down to about 40. Everyone was doing 40Ks, and everyone had on their hazard lights because
it was full on.
You couldn't see anything. And I've never seen it before. All my 41 years of being in the Illawarra. Mm-hmm.
Been
in the world even. On the freeway, there were cars lining each side of the freeway, so the M1's going north and south, everyone on the side of the road with their hazard lights on. Like, hardly anyone was on the actual road, and I was thinking maybe there's been an accident or something, but it was just people pulled over and the bridge overpass, you had all the cars huddling underneath there because it started hailing. And I was like, oh, man, I've got to get to book club. I'm already 10 minutes late. I'm going to get a soldier on. But scary.
So you went flying by all those people that pulled over. You were like,
oh, no.
You're like, so long. Sucker.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, I don't know why you pulled over on the side of the road, but I'm just going to soldier on. I was only going 60Ks an hour, but so was everyone else on the freeway. And then there was just rain pouring on the road. When we got to Wollongong, there were leaves everywhere. It'd like there'd been a hurricane.
It was full on. I mean, it came out of nowhere. I mean, I was, when it came through, like, our house, I was bumfuzzled. I was absolutely shocked by it. It just came out of nowhere.
It really did. And then I was actually going to use it as an excuse to stay the night at book club and have a couple of drinks and stay at Alex's house. So I rang Milko and I said, look, the storm's terrible. I think I should stay here tonight. And he was quite bumfuzzled by that request because in Jamboree at that point, the sun was shining and the storm had gone. Damn it! Oh, well.
So you didn't get to sleep.
No, I didn't get time to sleep over.
Boo to the storm.
Had to recork the champagne, put it back in the fridge and drive home.
You had to sober up.
Oh, no. Terrible.
The vision of those videos, though, all over Facebook on Saturday night, though, like the ocean storm there at Orilla.
Underwater.
The car park was just like a little ocean.
It's crazy. I know, they turned into the ocean storm. It was crazy.
The weather here, I got to say, since I've been to the Illawarra, and I love it. I love the move. But
the weather is weird, isn't it? Like, yeah. The escarpment there, I don't know what it does, but it brings on storms and winds and all sorts of crazy things when you do not expect it.
You never know what you're going to get on any given day.
It is, but it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah. But anyway, we all survived, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. I didn't get my sleep over, but hey, I survived. Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Breakups. They're never easy, whether you're the instigator or the receiver.
Yeah.
I was having lunch with my girlfriends, Maz and Alex. We all met in our early 20s when we all worked together at Cooney's. It's now the Grand in Wollongong.
At Cooney's?
Cooney's.
Oh, Cooney's.
It was the Irish pub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or one of Dicey Rollies is there as well. Longer the Irish pub. It's now the Grand.
Yeah.
They've kicked the Irish people to the curb. Oh. But back in the day, we were doing a lot of like socializing and like we loved work because it was a big social time. We all hang out together. We were young. We were painting the town red. We were hooking up with boys left, right, and centre. And Maz, who is one of the most beautiful people in the world and so very caring, she's just like, we were reminiscing about the good old days at lunch. And she's like, oh, I remember once when I was going out with this guy for a couple of months and I wanted to break up with him. She said, so I used probably the lamest excuse I've ever heard. She said to him, we need to break up. And he's like, why? I thought things were going good. And she's like, look, they are, but I'm an Aquarian. Oh. You're a Scorpio.
Oh, come on.
Our star signs, and they don't align, so it's never going to work. Oh. And he's like, what? And she goes, look, I'm sorry. Don't blame me. Blame the Zodiac. She broke up with
him. That is atrocious. That is absolutely. That is just a horrible thing to do. She's a nice person,
She's like super nice. She even just said, I'm not proud of that. It wasn't my glory days, but she needed an excuse to break up with him. So she thought,
I don't like you. I don't like you, didn't suffice. Or we don't get on well. It's not me, it's you.
No, well, it's not me. It's my zodiac. So that's what she is. The fact that she's an Aquarian, she can't help it. She was born that way and at that time.
Oh, that is just pathetic. That is, That tops it for me. I've heard some dodgy ones, you know, because when I was growing up, I wasn't the most popular guy. I know you look at me now and you go, I can't believe that you wouldn't be so popular.
That you weren't a heartbreaker.
But there was a time, and I remember I was broken up. A girl came up to me and she says, you're too small. All right. this is true. Now, I was in primary school at the time, and I was the smallest guy. I was 13, actually.
Not in primary school. Actually, it was last week.
I tried the whole line. I said, you know, good deeds come in small packages.
Yeah, good things come in small packages.
Didn't work. I was a late bloomer, you know, and she held it against me. Oh. She broke over me. She was a giant. I mean, she towered over me.
Well, fair enough. I was tall when I was younger, and I had my first boyfriend. I could put him under my armpit. And look, when you're going in for your first little kiss with your lips pressed closed together, it's not romantic if they've got to step on a stool.
Little leprechaun.
But we would love to hear about your lame excuses to break up with someone. Maybe you used one. Maybe someone did one to you. Or maybe you heard about one.
All right, we got Naomi from Dapto on the phone. Okay, tell us about your bad breakup line.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was dating a guy on and off. And one day, he had started ignoring me for about 3-4 days, and I was like, something weird's going on here. And all of a sudden, I get a message off him that says that he has been selected for Elon Musk's SpaceX program and that he will be living in space for the next year. And any time I look up at the sky, I should think of him. It was also accompanied with a photoshopped photo of his head in a NASA suit.
As mean as it is, I love it on so many levels.
I was furious at first. It took a couple of hours to kind of giggle at it. Took a couple of days to just find it funny, and then years down the track, it's just kind of like it's the funniest thing I've ever had kind of happen to me in a breakup.
Did you get in and go, now he makes me laugh? Yeah. Now he does. You couldn't do that while we were going out together.
Don't don't worry. I ended up going and buying a tube of astronaut figurines and spaceships and leaving it on his doorstep with a note that said, "Have fun in space."
Touché, Naomi. Touché. I love it.
I like it.
Well,
keeping
I think that
alive.
Was as close as he was going to get, because he definitely was not NASA selected.
Thanks, Naomi. We are off to Unanderra next morning. Daryl, worst breakup lines. You got one for us?
Yeah, one of my mates in high school, his girlfriend turned around and said, "Oh, yeah, my family's moving away, so we've got to break up." And it was just before the summer holidays. He was absolutely heartbroken. Barely wanted to come play footy, go to Jump Rock and whatnot. Then we came back to school the next, for the next year, and she was still there.
What did she say? Did he confront her?
Oh, we said, "What are you doing here? You moved away. You left him, you know, heartbroken." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I just didn't know how to tell him that we broke up."
Oh,
and then, like, she did it two more times in high school to other guys, and I was just like, "Geez,
serial offender."
Well, I suppose if it worked once, it's going to work again.
That's right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You mentioned that you got caught in that storm on Saturday, and it practically blew you off the road on the way to your book club.
It was crazy. I've never seen more cars on the side of the freeway with their hazard lights on. Mm. It was like a torrential downpour, little hurricane came in, a flash flooding.
It just came out of nowhere. I was sitting at my desk and the door burst open. It burst open and I was in the house on my own at the time, and I was like, "That's it, there's a ghost." Okay.
Yeah, well, no, I think we've already established you've got a ghost in your house.
And that was confirmation right at that moment. Yeah. And then I looked out the window and went, "Nah, it looks like it's a storm." And it really came in swiftly. We've got loads of trees at the back of our house.
You do. It's like the Amazon jungle.
It's mad. Like, there's loads of trees, and I'm looking out the window and in the distance I see one tree in the midst of the storm just completely break off. A chunk broke off and fell straight down into the kids' trampoline in the backyard.
Oh, like did it break the net and everything? Was it all collapsed?
It didn't break the net. But now this was a branch off the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a branch. And the branch was the size of a pretty decent-sized normal tree.
Yeah, right. You know, it's huge. Your trees are humongous. Somebody planted your garden 50 years ago, and it is
massive. Yeah. Massive tree. And I look at it and I'm going, "Oh, jeez, okay. I'm going to have to call the SES or something like that, because this is a big tree."
You're not lifting that out by yourself.
Oh, no way. This was long. Anyway, I waited until the storm kind of died down. Yesterday, I looked again at the trampoline and went, "Okay, you know, time I face this." I went down to the shed. I found a little saw.
Yeah.
I don't know where we got a saw from, because
found a little saw. There's your first problem. I found a little saw. You just said that you've got a tree inside your trampoline net and you got a little saw?
I found a little saw, all right? I found a little saw, and I said to the family, "Step aside." All right, I'm taking this on board.
It was lumberjack Leith.
Well, that's exactly what it was. Lumberjack Leith. I got into the trampoline and I started, because the only way of actually getting rid of this branch was to actually start chopping it off.
Yeah.
Chopping it bit by bit and slowly lowering it down. And as I was going with the saw was blunt. So I could have chewed through it faster. I'll be totally honest. If I had to start eating it, I would have broken it way, way sooner than what actually happened. I'm there and I'm sweating my brains off. Everything's happening. The family are watching. I'm like, "Just stop watching. Get in here and help me." But they did not help me.
No, it was far more exciting, entertaining to stand and watch you struggle.
It took me 2 hours to chop up this tree and to thrust it off. And it was at that moment that I realized, hey, I've come to a new point in my life. I'm a dad. Because whenever I think of my dad growing up, my dad was always the one, and is still always the one, who, when the septic tank overflows, he's in there with the pipes to unblock it. And when the lawn was just overgrown, dad was out mowing. Yeah. And as I threw over that piece of wood, I was like, "Hey, I'm a dad. I'm a real bona fide. This is a dad thing to do." And not only that, I'm a man.
Was
I'm Eileen, a lumberjack man.
Was Eileen not home? Not yesterday.
Ireland was there. No, oh, I know. You said ordinarily Ireland would do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheeky. No, look, Ireland was, everybody just watched around, but I was a lumberjack.
Mm. You
I felt
the man.
Strong.
And hey, man. Chris Hemsworth, eat your heart out.
Sweat and all the way through it, one song just kept going through my mind. It sounds a little bit like this.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra.
Suspenders and a bra? Is that what you were wearing?
I kind of felt that way.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Now, I just want to cast our minds back to last Friday. Damien, okay. You had a moment with your son Jarvis that left you a little bit bumfuzzled. Here's what happened.
Yes. The boys in particular are now getting taller than me.
Yeah.
All right. Came up, gave me a hug the other day, which is nice. And he kind of towers over me. He looks down at me.
Yeah.
All right. And he gave me a hug and he looked down at me and he went, "Oh, Dad." And that was it. And I went, "What?" And then he kind of backed away from the hug.
Yeah.
And he had a smile. I said, "No, what is it?" He said, "No, nothing. Because he's a very caring kid. He's not going to try to offend me or anything like that." 40 minutes later, and I was drinking a coffee, and Eileen, my wife, comes along. She says, "Oh, geez, you'd want to start brushing that over." All right. And then I went, "Wait a minute. What are we referring to?" And it was at that moment that I discovered that on the top of my head, there has developed something of a bald scratch. Something has started to happen to my hair. Now, Jarvis was obviously very kind. He didn't want to say it to me. Eileen had no problem saying it to me.
True.
It is true. And then after that, you were talking about how, you know, you wanted to revisit your glory days one more time of having long hair, and you don't know how you're going to do that now that your hair's receding.
Yeah, I know. I loved my... When I was younger, I had such a lovely long locks that just went flowed down my back. I love them.
You even said that you would get hair extensions. Like, if somebody was willing to do it, you would get, like, hair extensions and get a new hairstyle.
That was a passing comment. I mean, you know...
I don't feel like it was a passing comment. I feel like you spent 2 minutes talking about how much you would do it, and you actually put the call out for a hairdresser to ring to do hair extensions.
Again, just a passing comment. It wasn't...
Well, look, I feel like, you know, you just kind of threw out the hairstyle that you would like, but I feel like that you need some help.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, so I think that the Illawarra should help you decide what new hairstyle you need to get done.
Oh,
so
should they?
If you go to our Instagram page, WaveFM96.5, have a look there at the moment, because we put up some hairstyles and we want Damien to... We want you to decide and vote on which one Damien should get.
Oh,
so
no.
The first one, Damien, that's the first one there. I'm just showing the picture of Damien right now. It's like a clay. It reminds me of Craig McLaughlin in his Mona days.
I think I look gorgeous. I've got lovely curly locks, actually. So that would involve a perm
Yeah, you would have to get a perm, extension perm.
Handsome-looking fella.
That's
all right.
The first one.
I like this guy.
Okay, you did say you would like long blonde locks.
Look at that guy.
Baby.
Now, I've got a Chris Hemsworth thing working there.
No, I think it's more a Fabio thing there, or a Warren Kappa, a Warwick Kappa. Sorry, Warwick Kappa look.
I'm all right with the Fabio, the Kappa. I'm not sure.
And then the third style is, this reminds me of Will Anderson. It's kind of like shaved at the sides with a coif on top, and a little bit of a dye in the front there, a bit punky,
actually,
a bit edgy.
Can I get that?
Oh, maybe.
Actually, you know what? I mean, I was all for the long hair, but this third one,
the last one is a style that which you'll probably end up reverting to at some stage in your future, which is the. The buzz cut all over.
That is not going to happen. That's not happening ever. The plugs are going in before that actually.
So what we need you to do is to help out Damien. Jump onto our Instagram page, vote on which hairstyle you think you should get, and then, you know, hopefully we can get it for you.
Do I have to commit to this?
Yes, you do.
Is that in my contract?
Yes, it is. I haven't read your contract, but I'm sure it's there. If not, we'll put it in. I'll go speak to legals.
All right. Well, okay, get onto Instagram. I'm voting for myself, though, because I know the one I want.
Which one do you want?
I like the Will Anderson, actually.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly enough. Oh. I mean, I like the long one as well, because that's my passion. But the bald one, no.
Get voting now, because you're only one vote. Everyone else get voting too,
because
we want you to decide. You get to choose Damien's hairstyle. Oh,
jeez.
Whose idea is this?
Check it out on the 96.5.
Your idea. You're the one who wanted it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
when we get together.